Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'll be talking with blues musician Cedric Burnside, backstage at the 26th Annual Blues and Brews in Telluride, Colorado. We'll start the show with a song that Cedric wrote and recorded as a tribute to his late grandfather and legendary blues musician, R.L. Burnside. Here's a track called R.L. Burnside. It's off of Cedric Burnside and Lightning Malcolm's album, Two Man Wrecking Crew.
A lot of y'all know him as R.L. Burnside, but I know him as Big Daddy. So I wrote this song in memory of R.L. Burnside, better known as Big Daddy. May he rest in peace, always and forever. R.L. Burnside.
That was a song called R.L. Burnside, off an album called Two Man Wrecking Crew, by Cedric Burnside and Lightning Malcolm. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'll be talking with Cedric Burnside at the 26th Annual Blues and Brews Festival. Here's a little sneak peek before his show at the Sheridan Opera House in Telluride.
All right.
I'm sitting here with Cedric Burnside. We're at the Sheraton Opera House here in Telluride for the 26th Annual Blues and Brews. Thank you for taking time to speak with me in KVNF.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Have you been to Telluride before? Have you played Blues and Brews before?
I have. It's been a very long time, but yes, I have. Beautiful place.
You come from a very musical family. Was there a lot of pressure on you to also be a musician?
No, I have to say it wasn't a whole lot of pressure. Music is what I knew I was going to do for the rest of my life at a very young age, you know. But there wasn't a whole lot of pressure.
I just recently learned that you switched from playing drums to guitar. What made the switch for you?
Well, I have been playing the guitar for, you know, quite a while, but not, you know, as serious, you know, at the time. And so I just really got serious about it maybe about 7-8 years ago, you know, believe it or not. And it was just something that I wanted to do because I always wrote songs. You know, I started writing songs at a very young age, and I never could play the music to my songs. You know, I always had to sound it out to other people and let them catch it. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to play, as well as, you know, just do my own thing, you know, my own style on the guitar as well.
I read that your songwriting is based on a lot of life experience. Are you writing anything right now?
I am. I'm always writing. And so, yeah, my music, I try to write according to, you know, how I live my life, you know, things that I go through, things that my family go through, friends. But yeah, I'm working on the new album as we speak, hopefully going in the studio around about January.
Yeah. Great. Any album titles you're floating around?
Well, believe it or not, I hadn't thought about any titles yet. You know, I guess they'll come, you know, later on down the line.
Yeah. Well, we'll look out for that. I love your song, Call On Me, on your most recent album, Benton County Relic.
Yes.
This song is very beautiful, stripped down. What's the story behind this song?
Well, believe it or not, I started writing that song a couple of years ago and just finished it, you know, last year sometime. But it was a song, it's a song about my daughters. I have three daughters. And, you know, they always see me leave, even though sometimes they are able to go with me, but not as much as I would like. So I kind of wrote that song for them to, you know, let them know no matter where I'm at, you know, you can always call me and I'll always be there, basically, you know. But yeah, that's why I wrote that song.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. I love them.
Let's take a listen to Call On Me by Cedric Burnside.
Thank you.
That was a song called Call on Me off Cedric Burnside's album Benton County Relic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I chatted with Cedric Burnside about his music backstage at the 26th annual Blues and Brews in Telluride, Colorado. Let's get back to the interview. Your whole album is solid, Benton County Relic. My favorite song off that album, though, is Get Your Groove On.
Get Your Groove On, wow. And that's what I like, yeah. Well, that song right there, of course, I've been playing this music for a long time. And, you know, people that have heard this music before, that's used to this music, you know, they come and they dance their heart out, you know, and they love it. And that was my way of showing the fans that I, you know, I love the energy that they put off. And I hope they love the energy that I put off. And that's why I play this music, you know. I love to see them shake their rump, you know.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good.
Let's take a listen to Get Your Groove On by blues musician Cedric Burnside.
Rolling, we're rolling, rolling, rolling. It's a beautiful thing to see, and there's no other place I'd rather be. So get your groove on, and there's what I like. So get your groove on, and there's what I like. When we play, it get a little high, but I bet you that we won't stop. I think the blues get me alive, and I'm gonna play until I die. So
That was a song called Get Your Groove On by blues musician Cedric Burnside. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I chatted with Cedric Burnside in the green room of the Sheridan Opera House during the 26th annual Blues and Brews in Telluride, Colorado. I asked Cedric if he had a personal favorite off his album Benton County Relic.
We Made It. It's my favorite song off that album because it did really describe, you know, my life growing up as a kid, as a teenager. And I really wrote that song to kind of send a message to people that still live that same lifestyle today in Mississippi and just around the world. And just let them know that, you know, just hang in there. It gets better. You know, it gets better.
You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and we just heard a song called We Made It by Cedric Burnside. I spoke with Cedric before his first performance at the 26th Annual Blues and Brews in Telluride. We talked a lot about his album Benton County Relic, and we also talked about how music affects people.
I love that music can reach so many people in so many different ways.
It's universal. It's definitely universal. Yeah.
Yeah. And open for interpretation. You don't know what people are going through, but...
No. You know, that's another thing. You're exactly right. You never know what people are going through. But sometimes you can play a song and they might have been through the same similar situation. You know, they might be going through the same thing right now, you know. And so music can really touch people, and it's kind of like a brother sisterhood, because you meet people that like that same song or done been through that same kind of situation, and you guys connect, you know, you connect and you talk about things that you might not have been able to talk about to somebody else, you know. It brings people together. Yeah, I love that.
Me too, and I don't think, no, I know I couldn't live without music.
Oh, I'm with you.
We're living in a time where almost anyone with the means is able to release music with or without a record deal or label. What's your take on what's happening in the music industry right now?
Well, I think that if you play good music, it don't really matter how it comes out. You know, you can put it on a record label or you can do it yourself. You know, if you got the means and got people to help you do it, you know, if you know how. But as far as on what type of music, you know, I really don't know. I know the type of music that I like, and I would never talk about any music, you know, in a bad way. But some music I listen to more than others.
You know. Fair enough. Did you take a music break between your last album, Two Man Wrecking Crew?
I did take a little break. It was about 8 months or so up in there. Yeah, I took a little break. I still traveled, but just not as much. And then I did an album in 2015 with my uncle and Trent Nares, Descendants of Hill Country. And so after I did that album, that was my first Grammy-nominated album. And Ben County Relic came after that one. Yeah, so I did take a little break. It was well needed. And now I'm back on the road trying to kick some ass. Please, God, forgive me.
Because you play drums and guitar, was there ever a point when you were recording an album and you had to decide between the two? And how did you decide?
That's a good question. Yeah, there has been a time when I have been in the studio and I laid down a track. You know, sometimes my music can be a little unorthodox, you know, and if somebody, I feel like the beat is not right, then I have to find the beat myself, you know. So there has been times when I had to play guitar and drums, go back and lay down the drum beat. But, you know, fortunately, when I recorded this album with Brian Jay, he was able to kind of catch the beat, you know, and so I was able to play more guitar on the album. But yeah, that does happen.
And who's playing with you tonight at the Sheridan Opera House?
Mr. Reed Watson, my main. He's playing drums behind me tonight.
Do you play with him all the time?
I've just started, actually. But I've played with a lot of people on Single Lock Records, which is our label, and Cedric's label, too. So it's a natural fit.
Cool. In the last week, are there any standout moments?
To be honest with you, just playing with them is kind of a standout moment. It's this is unorthodox music. I mean, it really is. It's like if you're used to playing with you know, guitar and bass and keyboards and stuff like that, and then you come play with Cedric and you're just playing with one guitar, and it requires a little bit different thing out of drums, you know. And so just getting through it and it being good. Because I honestly, I say that because I revere this music. I just think it's like Hill Country blues music is one of the very, very special, unmessed with art forms in this country.
That was Alan Watson, Cedric Burnside's drummer, co-music producer, and label partner. I asked Alan what made Cedric Burnside's music unorthodox.
What makes it unorthodox is that these guys make music, and the music they make is not... there hasn't been a lot of outside influence on it. So if you go to Holly Springs, Mississippi, you know, I mean, this is a family tradition for Cedric and for a lot of these guys. And it's directly descended from West African music, and you can hear the link through it. And the fact that it's still as pure of an art form as it is, you can actually hear this stuff live and in person. It's kind of a miracle. And so when I'm playing with them, I'm just trying to lift that up as much as I possibly can, because it really is, it's special stuff. Find me another art form. Find me another musical genre in this country that is that pure. It's very hard to find. And, you know, Cedric's one of those guys that's keeping it alive. And there's not many left. You know, there really aren't. There's not that many left. And and I still think most people haven't caught on to it yet, but they will. And that's pretty exciting, too.
And did I see some European dates? Are you taking off here soon?
I am. You up on your stuff, ain't you, lady? I am. I hit the road in, yeah, a few places. Germany, Norway, France. Yeah, several places.
And you still live in Mississippi?
I do. Still there. Still there. Cool. Thank God for everything.
Awesome. Well, Cedric, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Cedric Burnside's music. We'll go out on one last song off Cedric's recent album, Benton County Relic. This one's called Ain't Gonna Take No Mess. Thank you for listening.
Child, and I just now got where I can finally get back. Now you hating on me, cause I'm trying to do my thing, but I ain't gonna let you rattle my brain. I ain't gonna take no mess from you, no, 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 no. I ain't gonna take no mess from you, no. I was grown.